It's WSDW, you on the morning team show, and at 7:41 on a Friday, it's time to talk about the Saginaw Valley State University Cardinals football team. Another weekend of college football coming up, including SVSU, a broadcast you'll be hearing on WSGW, 790 AM, by the way. We'll make sure we reference that. And when the broadcast happens, whether it's AM or FM, it's always happening with the voice of Cardinals football, J.J. Bame, who joins us on Fridays as our pregame show starts now. And J.J. joining us once again from the home studio. J.J., good morning to you.
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, I had no idea that after last Saturday's game, when I decided to bring home the broadcast gear, that it would come in handy on a Friday morning. I was just trying to get ahead for the Wayne State game on Saturday.
And it worked out that we could utilize the football broadcast equipment for the football-related conversation at this time here on the morning team show. And what a conversation we can have. SVSU, after those two tough weeks facing the number ones and two teams, Grand Valley and Ferris State, and playing tough, losing those games, having to play a game last week against another top 10 team on homecoming. And boy, it really makes for a great homecoming when the home football team, in this case our Cardinals, come up with a big victory.
Oh, a very big victory over Indianapolis, who came into that game number 8 in the country. And SVSU able to win handily by a 38-14 score. It was a 7-7 game until the very end of the first quarter. And SVSU got a touchdown right before the first quarter, with SVSU having the wind at their back in the first quarter. And that allowed them to get on top 14-7. And then SVSU able to really take advantage of some turnovers. SVSU intercepting Indianapolis 4 times last week. And that allowed SVSU to eventually build a 38-7 lead in the third quarter and cruise to a 38-14 victory, again, over an Indianapolis team that came into that game ranked number 8 in the nation for NCAA Division II football.
And we've talked a number of times about the different opportunities SVSU has at quarterback. And on this past Saturday, both passing and rushing, the QB for SVSU was in game.
Yeah, Andrew Brito, 8 of 18, passing for 181 yards and threw for 3 touchdowns, did not have an interception. And then he also had 6 carries for 69 yards. Cardinals also ran a trick play with Casey Williams, and he was able to complete a pass to Andrew Brito for 34 yards. So, yes, the starting quarterback for SVSU last week was the leading passer, tied for the leading rusher, and the third leading receiver in terms of receiving yards, all in the same game.
Helping to add to the festivities. Maybe you can talk about that, just the atmosphere that was happening on the campus last week because it was homecoming.
Well, it was tremendous, and you have to think about that. You know, in 2020, there was no season. Last year, there was a season, but, you know, people were at different stages of being ready to gather in large groups and all of those kinds of things. And so homecoming happened, but it was definitely more muted. But this year, I mean, great turnout from alumni, great turnout from the student body and from other supporters. And so it was a truly outstanding atmosphere at SVSU last Saturday. We also had a weekend visit from Dr. George Grant Jr., who will be the future president of SVSU, taking over the presidency on January 1st. So it was wonderful to be able to welcome him to campus, along with his wife Beverly, for the weekend. So a lot of great pageantry and a lot of great enthusiasm, again, all surrounding a very convincing win by the SVSU football team.
All right. Before we get to this week's game against Wayne State, I haven't asked this question, but I think we need to at some point. The playoff possibilities. I mean, SVSU, 2 losses, but to the top 2 teams in the nation, beating a couple of ranked teams, this one, and of course, earlier this season. Where do we stand and where do we sit with 4 games left to play?
Well, the official regional rankings will come out after this coming weekend's games. In my view, having now broadcast SVSU for more than 20 years, SVSU's chances of making the playoffs, if they win out, are exceptional. Because for SVSU to do that, that would also have to include a win over Davenport next Saturday. And they're going to come into that game most likely undefeated. They are undefeated as of today. They're taking on Lincoln of California this weekend. They're likely to win that one. So that would be another ranked team that SVSU would be playing, and an opportunity for SVSU, again, potentially to get their third win over a nationally ranked opponent. So I would think SVSU controls their own destiny in terms of being able to qualify for the playoffs.
Well, thank you for that review. Then we can get some official words after this weekend. After SVU dispatches Wayne State, I say confidently, it's an away game, and it's going to be a night game down in Detroit.
6 o'clock kick down at Adams Field in the Motor City, and Wayne State's coming off a very, very difficult loss. They had the lead at Davenport last Saturday when they took over the ball with about 3 minutes left, and Wayne State got one first down but couldn't get a second first down, so they punted it away to Davenport. Davenport takes over right around midfield with 43 seconds left. Davenport converted on a 4th and 11. Then they got a pass interference call against Wayne State, and then they were able to complete a 16-yard touchdown pass to get the go-ahead score with just 9 seconds left. So that had to be a very difficult loss for Wayne State to stomach, and it's very similar for what you've seen for Wayne State throughout the season. The week before that, they lost to Michigan Tech by just a point, 35-34. On their homecoming, they lost to Northern Michigan 37-30. You know, they've had a lot of close games this season, but for Wayne State's faithful, unfortunately for them, they've come up on the short end of most of those, and they're just 1-6 coming into this game.
All right, how about game plan, both offensively and defensively? What are we doing, and what are we going to try and stop Wayne State from doing?
Well, Wayne State, under Paul Winters, who's now in his 19th season as the head coach, believe it or not, they've been a run first, run second, sometimes even run third kind of team, right? They are a very run-dominant football team. They've got a couple of good running backs in Myron Harris and Kendall Williams, so that will definitely be the emphasis for SVSU trying to control the running game of Wayne State. And when you look at how these two teams break down, where it really tips the scales in SVSU's favor is in the points allowed per game. SVSU is allowing just 16 points per game. Wayne State is surrendering 37 points per game. So Wayne State's been giving up a lot of points pretty consistently this season. SVSU has not. And I think if SVSU's defense is able to play to the standard that we've seen from them throughout the first 7 weeks, SVSU's going to have a very good chance to win this game.
Especially since the offense, we know, if Wayne State's giving up that many points, if SVSU's offense is clicking as it has been, you'd like to think there'd be that many points, if not more.
Well, and again, it also can be how the defense forces turnovers. I mean, last week, SVSU had 4 interceptions, and then they had 171 return yards after those interceptions. So you think about what that does over the course of a game. Those are the quote-unquote hidden yards, but SVSU was able to get much better field position and wind up in much better scoring situations because not only were they forcing turnovers, but in multiple occasions, they were also able to then get nice returns and set up the offense with very short fields.
And maybe we should mention, where does SVSU stand now? Do you have the national stats? Because I know for a while SVSU was ranking right up there with the turnovers.
You know what? I have not looked at that this week. That's a good question. I mean, SVSU has not been quite as prolific as they were last year in terms of forcing turnovers, but SVSU has 12 interceptions that they have forced on the season, and so they've done a good job in that regard, and I think they've recovered 7 fumbles. So I would want to go back and double-check how that stacks up with the national rankings, but they have continued to force turnovers pretty consistently this season, picking up on where they left off last season when, as you said, they led the nation in turnovers forced.
Well, wherever they rank good for themselves, and again, just 7 games to be able to do all those turnovers. That helps for sure. Saturday's game, you're getting on the road, and you mentioned 6 o'clock kick. It's going to be a 5:30 pregame. I mentioned at the beginning, let's make sure we mention this again, this is going to be a 7:90 broadcast. Listeners can hear it that way, as well as online. When you go to WSW.com, the standard online listening of the 790 frequency, that you will hear JJ calling the SVSU action on Saturday.
We're looking forward to it, and it should be a beautiful night for football. I'm sure SVSU always has a great crowd at Wayne State with a lot of players being home from the Metro Detroit area. So it should be a great SVSU crowd. But for those who can't make the trip, we'd love to have you listen again this week on the AM 790 WSGW.